was your reaction initially when you heard about Domas's injury?
You know, not happy. Feel for him, obviously. We need the big fella, but it's, you know, the nature of what we do, and we know that when we sign up. So, unfortunate. Love him and hope that he, you know, gets well soon.
And what have you seen that you've liked so far from Drew and Max, and what do you envision them taking those minutes over looking like?
You know, Drew has, you know, we've got to continue to work on our spacing, obviously. They hadn't, you know, the two bigs with Precious hadn't played together. So understanding where to run, where to roll, how to shape the floor, those type of things, that's going to be a work in progress. Domas is obviously a little farther along in that. Excuse me. Like the energy that both of them are bringing. Drew has done a good job at understanding, trying to be up to the level on the screen, impact the basketball, roll extremely hard, want him to use his athleticism in transition, make sure that he's outrunning the bigs or at least flattening out the defense. Trying to make sure that once that's done, stay in that area and reshape the floor from there. Max has been fantastic with his communication and defense. I thought he did a really, really good job last night as a young player. To watch him continue to evolve with his physicality, his communication, and it, just his willingness to put himself out there. I mean, sometimes, you know, this is a grown man's game. He's a young player finding his way, but I thought he did a hell of a job last night.
And with Keegan's return tonight, how much have you guys missed his spacing? I know you mentioned spacing the floor, but just what could having a shooter like him do for your spacing, and also how could it help defensively?
Yeah, that much. So much to make you smile. Keegan is, you know, he shoots 40 ball from the three-point line. Defensively at 6'8", he guards 1 through 4. He just gives so much versatility to what he does. And many times I think he's been overlooked in his importance to what we do and what he brings to the game. It's going to be a, you know, he's got to work his way into it. Totally understand that. But and also just his attitude, how he approaches the game. You know, just talking to him, listening to him. Yes, Keegan talks to me, so I'm super excited with that. Sometimes you think he's quiet, but he's actually a really funny kid. So I'm really excited to have him back.
And with Zach, too, I'm just curious how you approach a veteran, or how you talk to a veteran who hasn't been playing in crunch time the last 2 weeks, and just where things are at with him.
I mean, we love Zach. Oddly enough, in those moments, and it's the same for him, you know, it's been in the first quarter many times where he finds a game, and then guys have to wait their turn, because when, you know, from being a player, I know I'm going to the table and Bobby Jackson hits a shot and I look back at Rick like, you still want me to get Bobby? He's like, nah, get Mike. Because that's the nature of our game. These guys are so good, and Zach is one of them, that when he hits a shot. So Malik last night hit a couple shots, and we rolled with him in those moments. It just happened to be two games in a row. Doesn't happen often. But, you know, more than anything, we love Zach. We know what he does and what he brings to the game, the gravity that he brings. But, yeah, he'll be good.
Doug, you guys haven't run things as much, if you will, offensively through Domas as his usage has been in the past, but you still use him a lot out of that elbow high post area to kind of facilitate and operate in the offense. Without him, how does that change your guys' approach offensively?
First, his highest usage rate was 22.2. Right now, he was at 21.3, so he's not off. Previous to that, he was at 21.2. So he's been right there. We're still running 4. We're still running 5. All those things. So the ability to play through him is huge, because, you know, not a lot of bigs can make the type of decisions that Domas makes in the touch of the bounce passes as a person's coming off a screen, that he bounces it behind them to give them space to come off and knock down a shot. There's just so many different things that he brings with his gravity. But, yeah, we play through Domas. You know, we name some things different names, but a lot of similar stuff with a wrinkle here or there. But in all, also, he has the ability to grab the ball and bring it whenever he wants. And that's, you know, he's one of our main guys. So for him, he wants to bring the ball and set the table. He can do that as well.
So how does it change it with him kind of out now?
You know, like last night, there was a few times where we ran elbow through DeMar. So DeMar is a really good playmaker, has the ability to score at the elbow. Elbow is a hard place for you to double team at. When we go backside, you know, we may give the ball to a big. Max and Drew have the ability to DHO that in a tight space. You know, obviously they're not Domas, but still have the ability to do that. So it's to play through them in shorter spurts, because you can't do the things that you can do with Domas. Now it puts the ball in Russell's hand. It puts the ball in Dennis's hand. Maybe we're more 77, using the two bigs to set double drags, one of them rolling, one of them popping. When they do pop, hit them on the backside. Now you got that DHO. We trust them in those scenarios, but, you know, Domas is a different animal when it comes to all that. He just is.
Hey, Doug. You guys are 10th, I think, in 3-point percentage makes.
Yep.
I think bottom five have been attempts.
Yep.
Why do you think that is, and how do you get more 3-pointers put up?
I mean, you can't pass them up. You can't pass up the looks. I think last night the number was 7. And when I say pass up, I show some film, and it's just the ability to catch it. And you have to be thinking shot. As somebody who did that, sometimes you can get off of that. And if you're not thinking shot, someone is closing so quickly that you ain't gonna have the ability to get that shot off. So we can't pass up those open looks. So sometimes it's 8, sometimes it's 7, sometimes it's 6, but we're right at that, you know, 19 number that will put us then at a higher number. So if you're gonna shoot those, and we are shooting it as good as we are, like, those are points that we need to make sure that we take full advantage of.
Thanks. Cool.
Thanks. Good. Thank you.